We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning at top of the Amud, Tanu Rabbanon, end of the line, top line. Tanu Rabbanon, as we said, that there was three or four Yerias over the Mishkan. The first one covering the Mishkan was called the Mishkan, the Yerias HaMishkan. The next one was called the Yerias HaIzim. So Tanu Rabbanon, Yerias HaTachtonios, which is the Yerias HaMishkan, were made out of Shel Techeles, Shel Agamon was blue wool and purple wool, Shel Hashani and red wool, Shel Sheish, and made out of linen. So it was three wools and one linen. The Elyonos and the Yerias above that was Shel Maisi Izim, was made out of goat's hair. The Gdoyle Chachma, Shenemer Be Elyonos, Yosim Mashenemer Tachtainos. The Chachma, in order to weave these curtains, was a bigger Chachma on the Elyonos, on the Yerias Izim, than the Yerias HaMishkan. It says any woman that was a chachma slave, means was smart in her heart, and she had good hands, she wove those yerias. Rashi says nasa liban sounds like even more chachma than chachma slave. Nasa liban, it's a stronger chachma, stronger lave. Oysonam chachma, they wove the izim. Now, what was the big chachma of weaving the izim? V'tanya, v'shem Rav Nechemya, shotuf be'izim v'tavu min izim. They washed the wool while it was still attached to the goats, and they spun it while it was still attached to the goats. So that was took a major chachma, and therefore, they needed nasa liba, needed a stronger chachma to produce those yerias. And the famous Meshach Chachma in Parashas Vayakel explains why did it have to be tovim in the izim while it was on the izim, why did it have to be spun and washed and sold while it was on the izim. He says the reason is just in case there were tmeis nida, the halacha is that any material that's attached to the behema is not mekabel tumah, because anything part of a behema is not mekabel tumah. Therefore, they saved themselves to worry about Kabbalah's tumah when they did the weaving on the izim straight. Zokta Gemara Vaita. It said in the Mishnah, Shtei Gezus Terois. And go and Vaita there, teach us about handing over on one Diuta. But upon them, we saw from there that we learned the Isser from Haitzah, from moving the Kroshim onto the Agalos. So this Gemara will discuss a little bit about Agalos, which we discussed really on Talich Chesam and Aleph. Amar Rav Mishum Rav Chia. Amar Rav Mishum Rav Chia. Agalos Tachtehem. Rav said over from Rav Chia that the Agolos, under the Agolos, and between the Agolos, and aside Agolos, or Shusharavim. Tachteim means under the Agolah, under the wagon, under the bed of the wagon. Beneim means between the wagon and the wheels, including the width of the wheels. Vitzideim means between the two wagons, all those three spots, all Rosh Hashanah. Because that's where the Levium walked. And even under the Agolah, still had Rosh Hashanah. Amar Abaya, Ben Agolah La Agolah, Kamali Oirech Agolah. The space between the two wagons was the same as the space of the length of the Agolah. Bekama Oirech Agolah, how much was the length of Agolah? Hey Amis, 5 Amis. So it turns out that it was 5 Amis the width with the wheels. 5 Amis spaced into Agolos and 5 Amis another Agolah, and the length of Agolah was 5 Amis. So, Freyta Gemara Kasha, Lomeli, why do we need the length of Agolah to be 5 Amis? But Dala de Palga Sagich, be enough if it's a length, is 4.5 Amis. Kehechi lo karashim. That's Mara's Teretz. Mara's Kasha, Lomeli, Dala de Palga Sagich. What's Mara's Kasha? Mara's Kasha is, even if you're going to put it on, if you put it on the thin part, we said that the kroshim is 10 amas long, but you put it on the cross the width of the agalos. The kroshim in the width and its thickness was 1.5 wide, 1 amma thick. So even if you put it on the wide side, so all you could fit is 3. 3 times 1.5 is 4.5. So why do you need the length of the agalos to be 5 amas? It should be enough. 4.5 amas. The length should be enough, 4.5 amas. And if you put it on the skinny side, so then it should be enough, even 4 amas should be enough. So the Gemara, Kehechi lelitchuku kroshim. You want to have space, they shouldn't push each other. If you put it right next to each other, first of all, they have the ring, so they can't be so close to each other. You need some space. So you need some space, that's why you need an extra 0.5 amma. And Rashi learns that the reason why you need an extra half amma is if you're putting it on the wide side, on the 1.5 amma side, you're going to put it down there. Therefore, you need an extra half amma because that takes a 4.5 ammas, but it leaves you a half amma for some wiggle room. So Tosfos asked the Ramasla Kihechi that what do you mean? Before the Gemara came out, that we laid the krashim on the sharp side, on the 1 amma side, not on the 1.5 side. So it's still shver. It should be enough for 4.5 ammas because you have an extra half amma to fit it in, fit it to Abayis. So Tosfos says, no, you need a full tokataka worry to put it on the sharp side. You need a full extra amma to have extra room, extra wiggle room. But the Rasha answers in Rashi that Rashi's saying, even if you're going to, you know, change your mind and put it by the width, you still have a half amma left for wiggle room. That's why you needed 5 ammas length. The reason we need 5 ammas length is this way you can fit 3 or 4 with room. You put 4 on the skinny side, on the 1 amma side, or 3 on the 1.5 side, and either way, you'll be left with enough room for the taba'is, for the rings that are on the outside of the krashim, or anything else that you need some room. Omar Rava. Like we spoke out, the sides of the agala is kamaloi reichev agala. The width of the sides of the agala are equal to the width of the actual bed of the agala, the actual wagon part of it. The kamarochev agala, the amas amechza. The agala itself is wide 2.5 amas, so therefore that was left for the wheels and the sides, not 2.5 amas, split up into 2 for each side. So each side was 1.25 amma. That included the width of the wheels and the width of the wall of the agala. And the actual agala, the place where you carry, was 2.5 amas. Altogether, the width of the agala was 5 amas. Reading Marakasha, Lomali, why do we need it to be 5 amas wide? But 2.5 amas wide, why do you need that the etzem agala should be 2.5 amas wide? Lomali, but amsa palgasagi, 1.5 amma will be fine, because the Gemara was assuming, why do you have it that wide? Just in case you decide to put the agala straight, length to the length of the agala, so it'll be able to fit in even on its width. So if you put it on its width, if 1.5 amma won't be enough, so you need 2.5 amma. So the Gemara's kasha is, just put it on its thickness, which is 1 amma, and then you can fit into 1.5 amma. So why do you need it to be 2.5 ammas wide? Why does it have to be 2.5 ammas wide? So the Gemara answers, kehechi loyadadu krashim. You need it 2.5 amas wide for the way they put it now. Then now they put it the length of the krashim to the width of the agala. Now, it's 10 amas long. So if it would be so skinny, the agala, it would fall off. The krashim wouldn't have to balance. But now it's 2.5 amas wide, so you put it right in the middle, and you're left with, you know, you're left with 3 point something amas on each side, and 2.5 amas in the middle. 2.5 amas you have in the middle of the krashim. So how much is left? Down to 7.5. 7.5 divided by 2 is 3.75 of amas to each side. So that could balance. And therefore, that's what you have to have. But if you only want a half amas wide, it wouldn't be able to balance. A 10 amma thing would be 8.5, you know, 4 amas each side. It would fall down, a little move, the whole krashim would come crashing off. Therefore, it has to be wide, at least 2.5 amas to hold up this krashim. That's what Rashi learns. Tosfos has a kasha on this also. Tosfos asks that even on 2.5 amas, it's impossible for the krashim that are so heavy to balance on 2.5 amas wide. That's not possible. That's one kasha. Another kasha he asked that before the Gemara said, one man the yom held the krashim got narrow on the top. So then you definitely, if we're sitting on these wagons, it would definitely fall off, because it would be top heavy on one side, it would definitely fall off. And different Tosfos like Rashi's pshat. Tosfos is a whole different pshat in the Gemara, which is not in the pictures in the article. But the Tosfos holding pshat in the Gemara that the case is that the krashim were laid on 2 wagons together. So therefore, it was held up by both sides of the wagon. There were 2 different wagons, and that's how it was held up. Look at Tosfos, the Ramaschal Lamali, Barichas, how he learns not like Rashi. But we're learning the circuit like Rashi. So Hakafalam, so far we learned that the length of that gullah was 5 amas. Why? In order you could put it to the, when you put the krashim down, you could put 3 on the width. You could put 3 or 4 krashim and still have room. And the reason why it had to be wide, 2.5 amas, is of course to hold up the krashim. According to Rashi, that was enough in to hold up the krashim. But tomorrow is another kasha. El the kaimelon, that we know, that deruch shirabim, shesh shirabim, one of the halachas of shirabim, has different halachas of Shulchan Aruch. It can't be, it has to be mefulish, and it has to be 16 amas wide. How do you know it's sheer 16 amas wide? So we learn that from the Mishkan. We learn that from here. A charit should be enough 15 amos because the wagons went on the Roshos 15 amos because it was 5 amos each wagon and in between 5 amos. So all together was 15 amos. So all should be, the Shiram should only be 15 amos wide. There was Rav and Shishar Shiram, and the Gemilah Mishkan, the Mishkan Chamesri Havoi Yams, the Mishkan Chamesri Havoi was 15 amos. So Rashi actually asks Akasha. He says, if you think about it, if you Rashi that the two crushing were next to each, you know, each one was carrying crushing, so it was really 20 amos wide, the load. So maybe it should be 20 amos, Rav. So Rashi says, no. That the crushing hung over the sides, the right and left side, that was above 10 amos. That wasn't part of the Shirabim. Shirabim only goes up a certain amount. That was above 10 amos, so that wasn't in Shirabim. That was any above 10 fachim, not in Shirabim. That wasn't counted. The question only is, the makim of the Agolos, because the makim of Agolos is where the Hiluch HaLevim were, and therefore, they followed the Agolos. They followed the Agolos, that was the makim of, and the Agolos went on this road. So that's what made it Rosh Rabbim. So the question is, it's only from wagon to wagon. One end of the wagon, the other wagon is 15 amos, because each wagon was 5 amos wide, and 5 amos in the middle, so 15 amos should make Rosh Rabbim ready. And the Gemara, no. Amsi Yisera HaVoyi, there was an extra amma, which means a half amma extra each side of the wagon, that was spaces where a Levi had to be able to go. Davak Koye ben Levi, Dichim Ishtafi Krosh Mavinakalu. The Levi walked behind the wagons, but if he saw some of the krushim like falling down, he ducked under the krushim and went in between the krushim. We said there's like the amma there or half amma space in between, and he got into the half amma space and he adjusted the krushim. So he needed a room a little bit outside the wagons to stand. So in those that half amma, that's where he stood. So it comes out the makam hilach halavim is also on both sides, the extra half amma. So it's 15, but plus the extra half amma each side is extra amma. That makes the Shirabim 16 amos wide. And that's the pshat where we know 16 amos wide is the Shirabim. Zok the Mishnah, new Mishnah. Chulyas Habar, the actual title of Chulyas Habar is that is the Chafiras Habar. It's like when you dig up a bar, you put sand around it. That's Chulyas Habar, Vahasela, and a rack, Shein Gevoyim Asaras, 10 Tvachim high, Varachim Arba, 4 amos, 4 Tvachim wide. So anything that's 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim wide, it becomes a shushu yachid. So therefore, if this is the shushu rabim, hanoytul mehem, if you take off from it and put it down where you're standing, hanoytul agabim, when you put something on top of it, chayiv, because you're taking from a shushu yachid, a shushu rabim. Pachas mekan, if it's less than 10 tvachim or less than 4 tvachim wide, it's potter. So it's two cases of Mishnah, chulyas habar v'asela. So clearly asela is talking about a case that was a sarah tvachim high and 4 tvachim wide, and that's a reshus hayachid. And if you take off from that to reshus rabim, we'll put reshus rabim on top of that, you're a chayiv for haitzah and achnasa. The question, what's chulyas habar? So the Gemara is assuming, and we'll see, I'm just giving a gedama to the Gemara, and the Gemara is going to assume that a bar means the bar at 10 tvachim deep and 4 tvachim wide, so you have a bar, it's a shushi yachid. But the question is, why does it say chulyas habar? Who cares about the circle around it? What, you know, if there was sand around it as a mechitza, who cares? Lomulim is the chulyas habar v'asela. Listen to habar v'asela. Why don't you say habar v'asela? It's like the up and the down. The sela is 4 tvachim wide and 10 tvachim high, and the bar is 10 tvachim deep and 4 tvachim wide. So you have habar v'asela. Those are two cases of a shushi yachid. Why do you have to say chulyas habar? So the Gemara says, "Yehi to Rabbi Yechanan." It's a right to Rabbi Yechanan. Says Chulisa Bar. Dom Rabbi Yechanan Bar v'Chulisa Mitzdarfen LaAsara. The halach is, let's say the bar is only 5 tvachim deep, and you make a circle around it with sand, another 5 tvachim. So could you be mitzarif? It's like some half the walls underground, half the walls above ground. Could you mitzarif for two things to make a 10 tvachim? So Rabbi Yechanan says, "Yes, you can. You could be mitzarif. You could combine the two walls, the walls that's 5 tvachim deep." And the wall is 5 tvachim high to make this into a Rishus Yachid. Don't Rav Yechon, Bar v'Chalisa, Mitztarf and La'asara. They both combine to become Asara. Taina Mahachi. It's a bright, so it's a right to Rav Yechon. And for Rav Yechon, the Mishnah is a right to Rav Yechon. It says Chul Yisabar. It says Stamabar. It says Chul Yisabar. It sounds like you're talking about the Chul Yisabar and the bar together, a Mitzara of the 10. The Chul Yisabar means the sand around the bar. Tanya Rav Yechon, the bright like that. Bar v'Rishus Yachid, Rabim, you have a bar v'Rishus Rabim, Amuka Yud, if it's deep 10 tvachim, v'roch v'abba, and wide 4 tvachim, aim and malam and v'Shabbos. You're not allowed to, you're standing v'Rishus Rabim, you can't shep water out of there on Shabbos, why not? Because that's v'Rishus Yachid, and you're standing v'Rishus Rabim. Ela, imkein, osu la mechitza gevoye yud tvachim. Only if you made around the bar a mechitza yud tvachim, made an eriv, a mechitza around the yud tvachim, and now it's all v'Rishus Yachid, so you could take water out of it. Bein choice the men of a Shabbos, you also can't drink straight out of it on Shabbos. Elon can hechnas lo roish ruba. Unless you put your roish ruba in it, then there's no chash you'll carry out of it. Then the rice of fear's eyes, ubar v'chalisa, the bar and its wall, which means a wall that's above ground, mitzdarfen la'asara. It's mitzdarfen for ten tefachim to make it into a shashayachiv v'gabri asuri Shabbos. So from here it's a riot to Rabbi Yechonon, first of Raisa, that bar v'chalisa, mitzdarfen la'asara.